I can't take it back to the shop again. They looked at me like I was mad the first time. The Rest Assured 2000 is the leading brand, they said. We've never had this sort of thing before. Well, you're having it now, I said. It switches channels. There's sometimes a baby that isn't mine. They did replace it. I think they just wanted the madwoman out of the shop. I probably looked a wreck. I know I did. I do. It's bad enough trying to get some sleep with just your own child. It's gone. Again. I can't take their faces if I walk back in that shop. They'll probably have me locked up. Oh, Joe, come back! Why do you have to be gone so long? Sorry. I do know why I feel disloyal. You're out there earning money, facing God knows what, but it's so hard. So bloody hard with a newborn. Relentless. When I was pregnant, I met a mum and I asked, any advice? 3 words, she said. Fucking brace yourself. I hardly knew her. She was right, though. You hear of babies that sleep. Oh, they sleep right through. Really? I so hate that one. I just want some sleep. He cries for food, every hour at least, all through the night. He never stops. And sometimes, this is why I took the monitor back to the shop, he's crying, but not crying. I get there. He's asleep. The monitor has 2 channels, A and B, different frequencies. It switches on its own. It must be picking up a neighbour's baby. A mother knows, don't they? I know that's a cliche. They sound similar, yes, but the other one does a, what do you call it? Like a hiccup. Every 5th cry or so. Joe, forgive me. I know you've had issues with your parents, but I've had to move in. I know you were always dead against it, but it's just for a few days while you're out there on the boat. What did they do that was so... You've been gone longer than normal. I couldn't cope. Your parents invited me. They have a spare room and a room for Billy. Your old room. Come and stay with us. It's not easy with a newborn, especially on your own. Which seemed... kind. But you're right, they are weird. This place... is weird. And your old room when you were a baby. There's even a broken toy in the corner. And amongst that dust is some sort of bear, I think. I'm not sure they've changed much in there at all. And up at the top of the walls, there's some sort of frieze. It's faded over the years. Do you know what I think the pattern is? Sea creatures. They must have known. Maybe it created you out there. Maybe this set the spark. Catching stuff, being at sea. The pattern is, oh, let me look. It's octopus, shark, fish. I don't know which one. Starfish. If you were here, you'd be looking at this saying, it's not realistic. They'd never be next to each other in 1,000,000 years. Sea bass, cod, sea bass, or whatever it is you're out there catching in the English Channel. You'd be saying that was realistic, and I'd be saying, oh, not really much variety, is it, in a child's border? I can't believe I'm joking about it. Come back, Joe. I wish you'd been in contact. You know your nursery? Your room? Why didn't they change it into anything? Why didn't they decorate? I've noticed your mom doesn't like talking about you when you were a kid, but when I pushed her, she did say that there was a song that soothed you when you wouldn't sleep. The Sky Boat song. I love that one too. He's crying again. On the monitor. Billy, or maybe it's the neighbour's one again. Billy is so sweet in the day. He does that pistoning thing. Arms and legs, 10 to the dozen. A little hydraulic machine.
Your dad loves it.
Your mum doesn't react, but I guess that's the kind of thing you're meaning. Billy grabs hold of stuff. He smiles over everything. Music, his own hand. Bake off. You wait till you see. Can you hear him? The other baby. He's doing it now. You can hear him, right? It's not just me, is it? It's been 2 weeks since you sailed, Joe.
Why haven't you been in touch? Maybe you've just got a strong haul.
I know you can't just stop and come back. A strong haul. That's good, isn't it? It's good for us as a family. I do know that. It can make such a difference. Your mum and dad, they don't seem bothered that you're not back. They look at me blankly. Meanwhile, I'm going mad inside. I try to get stuff out of them about you when you were growing up. They look at me like I'm mad. They don't always need you, your mum said the other night, even when they make all that noise. She said you used to hiccup. Not every time. Just every fourth or fifth.
When you said you wanted to go back out to sea, you said it was for us. All of us. For our future. I do know that. I just wish you could let us know you were safe.
Baby's crying again. Not Billy. The other one. The hiccup. I know. I do know. But if I don't say it, it isn't true.